I'm just glad to be in church. I feel honored tonight that you're a dear pastor, and I consider him my friend. I've got a lot of friends. Friendship is a wonderful thing. And I enjoy fellowship. I had one fellow tell me one time, said, I can live for God without going to church or anybody else's help. I said, you might can, but you won't. Amen. Amen. Fellowship is not a battleship. Glory to God. Two fellers in the same ship going in the same direction. Praise God. I thinking a while ago when Brother Smith was talking about what those report that those spies brought back. Y'all had to excuse me. I got an imagination out of sight. Imagination's the biggest nation in the world. And I got to thinking about that report that they brought back. I mean, they brought back one bunch of grapes that was carried on a pole between two men. That's what the Bible said. I got to imagine them grapes must have been about the size of volleyballs. One would do a whole meal for a family of four. Praise God. Hey, boy. Bananas the size of baseball bats. Woo! Glory to God. Heaven's going to be wonderful. Thank you, brother. I got a little different thought tonight. Trust God will help us. I've learned a long time ago, if you don't get help from God, you don't get help. And I appreciate his mercy and goodness to us. We're going to read out of the book of Judges tonight, chapter 3. And perhaps a little unusual scripture reading and text. But if I can just get one person help. Amen. If I get one person help, I feel like I've been worthwhile for the kingdom of God. Amen. So in Judges chapter 3, and you that have not read your Bible today, we're going to read enough scripture here that it'll help you get caught up. Starting at verse 14, Judges chapter 3. So the children of Israel served Eglon, the king of Moab, 18 years. But when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised them up a deliverer, Ehud, the son of Gera, a Benjamite, a man left-handed. Isn't that unusual? And by him the children of Israel sent a present unto Eglon, the king of Moab, and Ehud made him a dagger which had two edges of a cubit length. I tried to find out exactly how long this dagger is, and best we can find out is probably 9 to 10 inches long. And he did gird it under his raiment upon his right thigh. Now you have to understand, a man that's got a dagger and he's left-handed. Now, I'm right-handed. I find it difficult to do anything with my left hand. That's just the way I am. But I was reading about Martin Luther, unusual man that he was. He could write Greek with one hand and Latin with the other hand at the same time. I'm telling you, I ain't that away. I can't hardly write with my right hand. But a dagger in those days, if you were right-handed, you carried it on your left hip to where you could reach around with your right hand and pull it out. Hello here. But if you're left-handed, you put it on your right hip. So when you pull it out, you've got it in the right hand. I want the Lord to help me tonight. And so Ehud made him a dagger which had two edges about a cubit in length, and he did gird it under his raiment on his right thigh. And he brought the present unto Eglon, king of Moab, and Eglon was a very fat man. We got a lot of them around too. And when he had made, offense there. And when he had made an end to offer the present, he sent away the people that bear the present. But he himself turned again from the quarries that were by Gilgal and said, I have a secret errand unto thee, O king, who said, keep silence. And all that stood by him went out from him. And he had came unto him, and he was sitting in a summer parlor, which he had for himself alone. And he had said, I have a message from God unto thee. And he arose out of his seat, and he had put forth his left hand and took the dagger from his right thigh and thrust it into his belly. And the haft also went in after the blade, and the fat closed upon the blade, so that he could not draw the dagger out of his belly, and the dirt came out. I remember years ago now, brother, up our way, Paul Marquis, he was reading this text to our school children in chapel one day, and his text was, Lefty let Fatty have it in the gut. Then he... Help me, Lord, I'm in trouble here. Then Ehud went forth through the porch and shut the doors of the parlor upon him and locked them. And when he was gone out, his servants came. And when they saw that, behold, the doors of the parlor were locked, they said, surely he covereth his feet in the summer chamber. And they tarried till they were ashamed. And behold, he opened not the doors of the parlor. Therefore they took a key and opened them, and found their Lord was fallen down dead on the earth. Ehud escaped while they tarried, and passed beyond the quarries, and escaped unto Sirath. And it came to pass when he was gone that he blew a trumpet in the mountain of Ephraim, and the children of Israel went down with him from the mountain, he before them. And he said unto them, follow after me, for the Lord hath delivered your enemies, the Moabites, into your hand. And they went down after him, and he took the fords of Jordan toward Moab, and suffered not a man to pass over. And they slew of Moab at that time about 10,000 men, all lusty and all men of valor, and there escaped not a man. So Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel, and the land had rest 80 years. You may be seated. I asked the Lord today to help me tonight with this thought. Handicapped. Amen. This was the second servitude of Israel in the 450 years appeared during the time of the judges. There was another servitude, 18 years to Ammon. And there was one of 20 years to the Canaanites, 8 years to Mesopotamia, and 7 years to the Midianites. The longest servitude that the children of Israel had to encounter was with the Philistines for 40 years. Now, altogether, this made 111 years of bondage with the children of Israel. Never would have suffered if, help me here, if they had obeyed God in the beginning. unto Joshua. When Joshua went over, come on here, if they had obeyed God by killing all the inhabitants of the land that God had commanded them to possess. Amen. Come on here. They would have never had all this servitude, amen, if they had obeyed the word of God. Now, I want the Lord to help me here tonight. I got a few thoughts on my heart. As best as I can tell in reading, studying the scripture, all left-handed men mentioned in the Bible came from the tribe of Benjamin. All of them. Ehud was the second judge of 16 judges. And Samuel was the last of the judges before the kings came. I was reading in Adam Clark, in the original manuscript, Adam Clark said Ehud was a man lame in his right hand and therefore was forced to use his left hand. Help me here. I'm going to talk to y'all about handicapped. Amen. I want the Lord to help me. I got a few things on my heart. Now, I want to tell you, I have met people in church. Come on here. In church that are spiritually handicapped. Don't bother me. I got a problem. Help me now. Amen. I heard one fellow say one time, said, amen, y'all just have to put up with me. I got hurt in the church. Well, dear God, who hasn't? I want to tell you, if you don't get that hurt took care of, it'll turn into bitterness. And if you don't get that took care of, it'll turn into hate. Amen. That's good preaching, Brother Savage. Amen. But I want to tell you, I am dealing with people almost on a daily basis. They talk about how they got hurt in the church. The preacher hurt their feelings. Of course, y'all don't have any folks like that in North Carolina. We got them all in Virginia. Amen. Ah, amen. Oh, they didn't call on me to sing. I can sing better than Sister Hoopindiddle. Amen. And they just let me sit there. Woo, that's good. Amen. If we could, come on, stay with me here. We could talk to people that has been hurt in church so much, amen, that they have become bitter at the church. They have become bitter at the preacher. Come on here. They become bitter at the Sunday school teachers. They become bitter at the wholeness people. Amen. Come on here. Ah. I remember reading just not too long ago now about a man by the name of Nelson Mandela. Some of y'all may know something about his life. For a while he was president of South Africa. Amen. During the years of the apartheid, he was put into prison. Amen. He was in prison for, best I remember, I think it was 25 years in solitary confinement. The only thing he had for a bathroom was a 5-gallon bucket. Amen. 25 years. Amen. In prison. Come on, y'all stay with me here. Amen. A story said that he got very bitter and got to where he hated everybody in authority. And after 25 years and the apartheid was over, he got out of prison. Amen. Come on here. But he said, I was so bitter that he said, I just hated everybody. Help me, Lord. I'm in a big trouble here tonight. Amen. But he said, one day, he said, I woke up to my need, and he said, I realized that I could not help my people in Africa as long as I was bitter like that against the whole world. He said, I decided to get over it. Praise God. I'd like to tell some church people, get over it. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. You can become greater. Amen. Help me, Lord. Woo! I'm feeling better myself. Amen. And Nelson Mandela became president of South Africa again. Amen. Until he got so old, he couldn't, amen, fulfill his obligations and eventually died just a few years ago. Amen. But I want to tell you, I'd like to say to some church folks, amen, that feel like that they've been hurt. They've been done bad. They've been done wrong. Amen. Somebody didn't shake my hand when they left church. Come on here. Amen. But I want to tell you, get over it. Hallelujah. Woo! Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. Micah chapter 7 verse 8 said, rejoice not against me, O my enemy, when I am fallen, for I shall arise. Woo! Glory to God. Y'all just stay with me a few minutes here. Years ago, I can't remember if it was in the 70s or 80s, back when the polyester suits came into style. Yeah, you remember them? As before your time. Amen. Help me, Lord. I mean, they would wear forever. I had, come on here. Amen. Brother Lucas, you may be old enough. I don't know if you remember them now. Amen. But I had just bought me a brand new polyester suit. Amen. And brown, dark brown. And I was called to go to Kentucky to preach a revival meeting in one of those fancy churches. Help me here. Y'all stay with me as long as you can. Amen. And I mean, it's a beautiful uptown church, I'd call it. Amen. And I'd never been there before. I didn't know how to act. I'm an old country boy. Praise the Lord. And I went there and I kind of spied out the land. And amen. They had beautiful pews and beautiful pulpit. And amen. And I got to preaching from Micah chapter 7 verse 8. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, and I shall arise. Amen. And I got to preaching in a big way. In that church, amen, just beyond the pulpit was a railing and a lower level. Amen. Are y'all still with me? And just beyond, there was a space between that and the altar itself. Amen. And what I hadn't noticed, on the other side of the altar was the main floor that was lower, amen, than the area between the altar and the railing. I got to preaching in a big way. Help me, Lord. Amen. And got to feeling pretty good. And I just stepped over that railing in a half run. Amen. And I done all right till I got to the altar. And when I stepped over that altar, I didn't know it was lower on the main floor. And I fell right out in the middle of that aisle. Amen. Face first. Amen. I hit the floor, my knee hit the floor first, and I, with such velocity, amen, that when that knee hit the floor and scooted on that carpet, it burned a hole in the knee of that brand new suit. Praise God. Amen. I just jumped up, quoted my scripture, and went on preaching. Amen. Hey. Amen. Oh, Sister Suits, pastor's wife after church, she said, I thought you'd done that on purpose. Amen. But I want to tell you, if you fall down, get up. Don't let the devil know you got hurt. Don't let the saints know you got hurt. Amen. Get up. Amen. Act like you got some sense and worship God. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. So Ed was forced to use his left hand because he was handicapped. Amen. I don't know how bad it was. He had a dagger, amen, with two edges on his right thigh because he was left-handed. Amen. And he would reach over with that left hand and pull that dagger out. Come on, y'all stay with me. Amen. And the Bible tells us, amen, that he thrust that dagger into Eglon. Amen. And it went up past the hilt. Come on here. And closed up in the fat. Woo! Y'all stay with me. Amen. In Judges chapter 20, amen, in verse 16, we have an account where there are 700 men of Benjamin, each one who was lame in his right hand for whatever reason we don't know. Amen. But they refused to quit. They refused to give up. Amen. And the Bible said they could sling stones at a hair's breadth without missing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Men just wouldn't give up. Amen. They had made up their mind they were going to fight if they had to do it left-handed. Woo! I'm feeling better. I don't know what happened that caused their right hand to be lame. Amen, or useless. Amen, but I can tell you what. Them boys one day got up. Now, don't fall out with me here. If you're sick, amen, and you're laying around the house for a day or two, amen, it's all right for the wife to stroke your brow and tell you how much she loves you, and she's going to bring you fried taters on a platter. But that'll get old after a while. Amen. If you got any man at all in you, you want to get up and get outside. Woo! Come on here. Amen. Those had so 700 men. Why they were lame on the right, we don't know. But they went squirrel hunting one day. Amen. After being lame for a while, they said, that's enough of that. I'm going outside. Amen. They took, come on here. Amen. They took their stones and a sling and went to the woods. Ooh, I got told y'all I had an imagination. Amen. Biggest nation in the world. Amen. And they saw a squirrel on a limb. Amen. And they slung that stone out of the sling. Come on here. Amen. The first 100 times they missed. Amen. But they kept right on. They said, we're going to learn to fight with our left hand if that's what we have to do. And they got to where? Come on, come on here. One writer said they could hit, amen, their target, amen, at 600 feet. That's 200 yards. Who needs a 30-06 when you can sling a stone like that? Go deer hunting with rocks. Praise God. Woo! I want to tell you, amen, but the devil don't want you to have that kind of ambition. He wants you down. He wants you out. He wants you figured that you can't do nothing. But by the help and grace of God, I will get up. I will sling the stone at the devil, no matter what comes or goes. Woo! Glory to God. I refuse to quit. Woo! I know I don't look it, but I'm 76 years old. I'm less than 4 years away from 80.
My wife said to me a few times, said, when you gonna slow down? I said, when I'm in the grave. Praise God. As long as I can go, I'm gonna go. As long as I can preach, I'm gonna preach. As long as I can shout, I'm gonna shout. As long as I can sing, I'm gonna sing.
I want to tell you something. Whew. History is full of men who triumph over their handicaps. General Pope, amen, was a hopeless invalid, unable to stand without braces. But he became general. You don't become a general, amen, just moping around, singing the blues. Praise God. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost in this place. There was a boy born in a certain family. They called him Teddy. Amen. He was several children in that family. Amen. And he was the sickly, puny child, scarcely had a chance to grow up into maturity. Amen. Come on here. I'm feeling pretty good right now. Hallelujah. Amen. But one day Teddy said, I'm tired of being sick and puny. Amen. He said, I'm going to make something out of myself. And he did. Amen. He got to running and exercising. Come on here. And he became a member of the Rough Riders in the early 1900s. Praise God. And eventually become president of the United States. Teddy Roosevelt. I want to tell you, you can get up if you want to. Somebody said, I'm sick. I'm puny. I'm handicapped. Come on here. Act like you've got God on your side. Is anybody listening to me tonight? Stephen Douglas was a hunchback, but he was a statesman in Congress. Praise God. You look at Stephen Douglas, and you think he'd never amount to nothing. Walked hunchback, big hump up on his back. Amen. But when he took the podium, praise God. Amen. Something come over him. Amen. And he mesmerized a whole crowd of people. Amen. With his speeches. How come? He said, I'm not going to let this handicap, amen, get a hold of me. I'm coming out of here. He become a mighty statesman of his day. I want to tell you, say, saints of God, say, young people, you think you don't have a chance, but get up. Edison was deaf. Amen. And could not hear. But he perfected the phonograph. How you gonna do that? I don't know how he did it, but he did it. Amen. Another man crippled by infantile paralysis. Amen. And you never saw a picture of him, but from his waist up. Amen. He became president of the United States of America, Franklin Roosevelt. Somebody say amen. He was always in a wheelchair. And if he walked, he walked after everybody else had left.
And listen, come on here. They said he would have to swing his weight around to get one foot out and swing his weight around to get the other foot out. Amen, but he refused to let it get the best of him. Amen, that's the way I feel about it tonight in the house of God. Amen, Mr. Devil, you hit me several times. You've knocked me down. I felt discouraged. Amen, but I'm going to get up. Little girl became blind when she was 6 weeks of age. 6 weeks old. Blind. Amen. Come on here. Lived to be in her 90s. Praise God. Help me here. Is anybody listening? Amen. I've read a lot of articles that said people went to visit her to encourage her. And when they left, they themselves were encouraged. Her name was Fanny Crosby. Praise God. Somebody say amen. She wrote that blessed hymn that I love. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation. Purchased of God. Born of his spirit. And washed in his blood. Woo! She wrote thousands of songs and poems. Boy, I'm having a terrible time quitting tonight when I don't feel like quitting. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen. In the Second Battle of the Marne, September the 6th, 1918. Amen. There was a French general. His name was Marshal Foch. Amen. Amen. He radioed back to headquarters and he said, my right wing is destroyed. My left wing is totally gone. My center, come on here. Amen. My center is smashed. Amen. But he said the prospects of victory has never been greater. I've ordered an attack. Praise God. Amen. And he won the battle. I want to tell you, the devil's got you beat down. He's got you hammered. He's got you knocked out. Amen. Get your breath. Get strength in your legs. Stand to your feet. Amen. And glorify the God of heaven that has called you to be a good soldier. Woo! Lift your hands and praise him. Again, sis. I'm telling you, it's real in this place tonight. Your hands and give him praise again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you get like this and you refuse to quit and you refuse to give up, this is the crowd that the devil can't stop. Put them in prison and you come out with a John Bunyan. Praise God. Woo! Amen. Put them in the snows of Valley Forge and you've got a George Washington. Somebody say praise the Lord. Put them in poverty with dirt floors. Amen. And you got an Abraham Lincoln. Amen. The thing you can do is get up and march on. There's nothing you cannot do for God. Adam Clark said, concerning the velocity of the ball that came out of those slings of those left-handed men, it was strange and almost incredible. Amen. That's told by the ancients, he said. That leaden ball, amen, when it was thrown out of the sling, is said to have melted in the air, amen, like it was fire. Praise God. Said, I don't know about y'all, but I feel just about like shouting here. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8, he said, I was pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. Praise God. And we had the sentence of death in ourselves. Amen. That we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead, who delivered us, amen, with so great a death, praise God, and death deliver, in whom we trust, and he will yet deliver us. Woo! You talk about handicapped. How many of y'all remember hearing Paul Harvey, that news commentator? He told a story one time, and I don't remember if I've told this to y'all or not. Amen. For the rest of the story, you got it. Amen. He told about the man in France that raised homing pigeons. Y'all know I raised them and still do. Amen. And he sold a pair of them to a man in Spain who took them back to his loft in Spain, 1,200 miles away. Praise God. And those birds got out somehow or another in Spain and flew 1,200 miles nonstop back to their home loft. Somebody say praise the Lord. Now for the rest of the story. Praise God. Paul Harvey said, the daddy of that pair of birds, amen, somebody stole the daddy of that pair of birds, amen, out of its loft, amen, took it 60 miles away, amen, clipped both wing feathers to where there was nothing but nubs left on his wings. And somehow, great God help me here, somehow or another that bird got out of its pen, and he walked 60 miles back home. If I can't run, I'll walk. And if I can't walk, I'll crawl. Amen. But I'm going to the house of God, and I'm going to worship God. Excuse me for a minute. Praise God. Woo! Shout on, sis. Shout on. Praise God. Woo! Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Does anybody out there want to worship God? We'll do it different tonight. Praise God. If you want to worship, Get out of your seat, come around this front, and just stand. Amen. And lifting holy hands without wrath and without doubt. Amen. And see what God will do in your life. Hold on, saints of God. There's something better coming. Amen. They'll come with the piano. Amen. And sing. Praise God. I want to tell you, you're more than conquerors through him that loved you. You're overcomers. We're more than overcomers. Woo! That's it. That's it. Worship him. That's it. Praise him. Lifting up holy hands. I don't feel like shouting. Shout anyhow. Somebody said, I don't feel like worshiping. Worship anyhow. I don't feel like praising God. Praise him anyhow. Woo! That's it. That's it. Give him praise. That's it. Give him honor. Come out of that shell. Amen. Get out of that, amen, mud hole. Come out of that ditch. Praise God and let's give him glory. Woo! Holy, 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 holy. Lord God Almighty, which is and was and is to come, the eternal God. Come on, come on, praise him. Come on, you're not praising him enough. Amen, get up. Amen, make yourself get up. Say, I will get up. I will praise God. I will worship the Lord. I will be an overcomer. Praise God, praise God. Holy Ghost is in this place. He's helping you. He's helping you. He's helping you right now. Oh, glory to God. The power of the Spirit and the anointing shall break the yoke. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing.